Well, that would be hard to do because it has grown a lot in the last few years. Used to know everybody around here, but now we don't. A lot of people move here from other places and build. I got a boy that lives at Flippin. And I could name several. He built the houses over there. Mr. Mr. And I don't know the other fellow's name.
Are there any Negroes that live here in Flippin?
Some. Walter live there and Odell Willie.
Would you say there's more white people than colored in?
Yes, more white people around Flippin now colored. They're not but a few houses that darkies live in around Flippin. Practically all white.
What about the type of business, you know, the economy of Flippin? What would you have anything to say about that? Most people in Flippin, what do they do for a living?
They work at Public Works. In McDonald's, Atlanta, and different places. Jones, some work at Jonesboro.
Would you call this a, what kind of area would you say it's more residential?
Rural.
Rural.
Yeah.
Do you have a historical society here?
No, there's 2-3 church societies.
How about library? Is there a library?
There's a library in McDonald that Bookmobile, I believe what to call it. Truck that comes to Flippin. I don't know how old. But the librarian lives at Flippin.
Is it Miss Moore?
No. Miss Nail.
Miss Nails, right. Russell told me those two names, Miss Moore.
Well,
and
they
Nails.
Are both teachers.
Right.
And Miss Nail is librarian. And Flippin furnished several McDonald teachers.
Is there any school here in Flippin?
No, this school consolidated with McDonald. And part of our teachers went to McDonald with the school.
When was the, when did it all happen?
Oh, I don't know.
Would you say
about 10 or 15 years ago.
It wasn't over 20?
No.
No. Okay. Call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper